producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com. Evan.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. Let me just reflect a little bit more on Linda's call, which is the reason you forgive somebody is not for their sake, right? Because sometimes they care, sometimes they don't. The reason you forgive them is so you don't have to carry around that crap inside your life, inside your heart, inside your head, inside your soul, right? You don't want it. That's what stupid and cheerful is all about, is really, it's not even about forgiveness. It's about just not caring, not schlepping any more garbage than you absolutely have to around with you. Whether it's anger at somebody, revenge, or hurt feelings, who needs it? You got enough going on. Get some new stuff to be mad about. You don't want the old stuff. Stale anger. Ugh, ugh. Speaking of which, this has nothing to do with it, but here's my metaphor for the day. You know I love metaphors. California is about to phase out microbeads used in soap and toothpaste. You know, microbeads are in everything, and it turns out that they're not biodegradable. And guess what? They get into our bodies, so they're going to stop using them. It's not exactly clear. I guess it's because they hold things in suspension better, but they're in everything. They're, as I said, in soup and toothpaste. They're exfoliating, right? Exfoliants. Body washes. They're small. They're showing up in the bodies of fish and other wildlife after passing through water filtration systems, and they don't disintegrate. It's AB888, which is kind of cool. It's crafted to avoid any loopholes that would allow for use of potentially harmful substitutes. Personal care products will be formulated with environmentally safe alternatives to protect our waterways and oceans. They're also using them, this will make you happy, ground up fruit pits. I mean, somehow a fruit pit sounds to me, I don't know, it sounds to me somewhat more wholesome. The problem is the size of them. I don't know, if you had a choice of a microbead that was made of, I guess, plastic, or one that was made of, like, walnut shells, which would you choose?
Oh, I think the walnut shells. I mean, they can get them as fine as you want, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
They can mill them all down.
Exactly.
So that's quite a good alternative.
I think I'd much rather that.
Definitely.
And Jerry Brown's really changing California. They have to, he signed legislation requiring cities and counties to create a faster process to approve charging stations for electric powered cars.
Cool.
He signed aggressive climate change legislation requiring California to get half of its electricity from renewable energy sources within 15 years.
Also cool.
To double the energy efficiency of existing buildings.
Nice.
Signed 3 oil spill protection bills months after a pipeline leaked more than 100,000 gallons of crude on the Santa Barbara coast. I didn't know about that. We were so sort of transfixed with the idea of the BP oil spill and the billions of dollars they have to pay. Thank goodness. Pipeline operators have to use the best spill control technology and require pipeline inspections. So there you go. All righty, 855-993-7569. So California is getting more and more progressive. So, which is not necessarily, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing.
That's kind of a lofty goal, because California's always been one of those states that's always on the front of banning stuff. And
looking out
for the environment, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and California has huge issues with water, as I've talked about. And, I mean, it's a hugely populous state, so good for them. Another question that is one of those, it's kind of like how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. We're now worrying about who's responsible for a driverless car accident.
Although the cool Volvo, thing about that is that Volvo is
it will accept full reliability for accidents involving its driverless cars, making one of the first company cars to do so.
I think that's going to take out one of the big roadblocks to getting autonomous cars out there.
Mercedes and Google have also made similar claims.
Yeah.
They're trying to expedite regulations where a patchwork of rules is holding back the industry. There you go. And what they're saying is that basically it's not much of a risk, or they wouldn't be doing
right.
it. It also means it's forcing them to have more safer cars, ones that are unlikely to crash. So good for them. I mean, it's kind of, it reminds me of my favorite story that when Watson was starting up IBM, there's a huge discussion because, I only knew this because of Apocryphal. I wasn't in the room. I wasn't even alive. But when Watson started IBM, the question was what size the punch card should be. And you have to remember the original computers worked on punch cards. It was basically a piece of paper. It was halfway between a regular piece of paper and cardboard. So it was not as stiff as cardboard, but much less flexible than a piece of paper. And you would punch the data into it, and then it would feed into the computer. This was the original way the computers were done. And so the question is how big it should be. And people were arguing about it. And he was at one of the meetings. And he's chairman of the board. He's president of IBM, founder. And so he whips out a dollar bill and says, make it this size. And if you look at an IBM punch card, which you'd have to find now in the Smithsonian, it's not the same size. But that's because the dollar bill changed. So there you go. All righty. 855-993. That Christopher's on the line?
Yes.
This system works. Christopher, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a difficult situation at work. I'm kind of between a rock and a hard place, and I'd like your advice about it.
Well, let's get you out of that place. That doesn't sound very comfy.
Normally a very good job, but there's...
Okay.
There's some
I didn't mean out of the job situation. I just meant out of the rock, between the rock and the hard place.
I got it.
All right.
There's just one little situation I feel that I've been taking advantage of, Wes. So, I work in a government agency, and people come up, there are a lot of rules and regulations, and,
sure.
I know my job pretty well. I know the thing that applies to me. And one of the rules is that any documentation, any legal documentation, anything whatsoever, has to come into the U.S. Postal Service. And it states that, it says all in the regulations, it's very, very strict, and it states
okay.
who it comes from. And so occasionally members of the public will come, and they try to drop it all off at the front
right.
lobby because they just
right.
wanted to come in quickly. And that's a violation as far as I'm concerned. And sometimes one of the people in the front lobby will call me. And I always tell them, no, I can't do that. Look at page 16. And what's happened is that my immediate supervisor, who I've had tension with in the past, but we're getting along really well now, and I don't want to rock the boat, she never really looked at that provision. So if someone comes to drop something off and then they want me to pick it up by the time, and I say no, then they'll call my supervisor and then she makes me go and do it. And it's in violation of the procedure that I don't want to get in trouble. So I was wondering, what do you think I should do?
Have you pointed out the regulation to her?
Yes. And
what does she say when you point it out to her?
She's the type of person who gets very, she's a little insecure about her authority.
Mm-hmm.
You bring up any little thing, any question of her authority, she gets really angry. And
well, so when was the last time you brought it up to her?
I'd say about 6 months ago.
Okay. Did something come in today? Is it a current issue?
It's a current issue because there's someone at the front who's trying to take advantage because people come in frequently.
Yeah.
And this person's realized that my supervisor will just make me do it.
Okay.
So
all right.
To deal with the problem.
All right. I'll tell you what. I think there are two different approaches to it. Let me put you on hold and we'll come back and deal with both of them. All right? So we'll get you out of this messy situation. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
All right, so
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, a buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401k's, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Christopher, who's got a problem in that his office is really governed by a very specific set of rules that says everything must be... Now, does it specifically say delivered by the post office?
Yes, it does, and it uses the word all.
Okay.
And I'm pretty certain that the rule applies and that this is a violation. But
well, and
I just don't
Well, I mean, the thing is, you need one of several things. Either you need dispensation from your boss that gives you permission to do this, so you're covered, which she probably won't give you because it'd have to be in writing, which means it's a paper trail saying that she went against the provision. And so one of the possibilities is to see what I would do is I would go to her and say, conversationally, listen, I hear that it's a pain in the neck to have things come in and people feel that they can drop it off, and we certainly want to be responsive to people. Tell me what I can do about this. And here's my suggestion, and I would offer it to her, that we have envelopes down there. Is there a post office nearby or in your building?
Yeah, it is nearby. It's in the same side of town, definitely.
Is it within walking distance?
I'd say maybe it's about a mile away.
Okay, that's too far. All right, here's the deal. What I would say is here's my suggestion, is that we print up some mailing labels and some envelopes. And so when people want to drop things off, what we do is that we will put their paperwork in an envelope, and it will be addressed, and they can buy stamps. Hopefully there's a stamp machine in the lobby or in the coffee shop or something, and if there isn't, you could maybe get a provision to do that because it's probably not very difficult. And then they can leave it here. The post office will come and pick it up and then deliver it back here, which is unwieldy but legal and will be people-pleasing. And in theory, because it's government, you may even be able to put your own stamp on it. And the other possibility is if your mail room will stamp it.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little unwieldy, but going to her, because the alternative is to go to her and say, listen, I'm perfectly willing to do this, but I need to have something from you that says this is okay, because, you know, otherwise, if somebody asked me if I knew that this was illegal, I'd have to say yes, and that gets us all in trouble, and I don't want to do that. So I hear that you want to be responsive to the public. So it seemed to me either we could put envelopes downstairs and that people could then mail it to us, and even though it's going to, the turnaround time is probably a couple of days, we could take it to the mail room so it comes in theory, through the mail. Does it say the U.S. Post Office or just say mail? Because is there the possibility it could be interpreted as inter-office mail?
It says U.S. Postal Service.
Because that's too bad, because otherwise you could put it in her office mail, and that would probably work. All right, I would go to her and say, look, I've found a solution to our problem, because I understand that you want to be responsive to the public, and turning people away isn't being very responsive. So what if we had envelopes down there that were self-addressed, people could buy a stamp in the lobby, and we would mail it for them to us so it would take a couple of days. Would that work for you? And she will either say yes or no. If she says yes, problem solved, you're a hero, she gets to be responsive. And I would point out that you understand that she wants to be responsive to the public and yada, yada. But, you know, it satisfies both the spirit of the law and the letter of the law, which is part of what you want to do here. If she says no, then you can send her an email. I don't know whether or not you have tenure or not, and it probably is not worth, I don't know if it's worth going to war with her. But to say, look, you know, if somebody put me on stand, if this came up and said, did you know about this regulation, you'd have to say yes, and I'm perfectly willing to do it, but I need some statement that says that our department policy is to allow this. And as long as I have that, I'm perfectly willing to do it. But offer her the other suggestion first, because it's a little unwieldy, but it does satisfy both the letter of the law and the spirit of the law.
Because the times before when I asked her about it, and I...
Well, but you're not asking her about it. You're offering her solution. See, what she'll interpret it as is you're trying to show her up. And clearly you're not,
yeah,
or hopefully you're not.
Yeah.
So that's why you're saying to her, and that's why I'm saying this is called the sandwich technique. Of rather than she views it as critical, what you're doing it by putting it in, look, I know that you're really that you're very customer sensitive and that you're really responsive to the public. And I get that and I'm very appreciative of it. The problem is that the rule says this. So here's what I came up with to kind of deal with both the specifics of the concern and your much more humanistic approach, which is, what if we had envelopes down there? They're already addressed. And I mean, how many times a year does this come up? How many times a month does it come up?
It came up very frequently before, and I spoke with the person. This is about last year, and I spoke with the person who worked there at the time, and then it stopped. And then just recently, it's come up several times this week.
Okay. Well, because I was saying, you know, it may be worth it for the department to just have stamps there and just, you know, it may be worth it to stamp it for them, to have some self-addressed stamped envelopes. But, I, you know, the stamps are the easy part. Although, you know, you're talking about 45 cents or something. But sort of go to her with, look, I know that your point is to be customer friendly, to be, you know, to be responsive to our clientele. The problem is that it says specifically this has to happen. So I came up with what I thought was a really good solution. Tell me what you think about it. Okay, because then you're soliciting her opinion, you're giving her credit for being responsive to the public, you're not questioning her authority. And if she says no, then I would certainly document this in an email and say, well, look, just tell me how to get around this and I'm willing to do it. And if you're willing to put in an email to me that says, look, in an effort to be responsive to our clientele, we're willing to take dropped off things as long as they're stamped, fine. So, but go to her. I think you're going to be successful if you go to her with the idea of, look, I get it. You know, that you are really a very, you know, you're very responsive to what people need to do, which is to feel that they're being heard. And I get that. Here's my concern, but I think I have the solution. See what you think about this.
Okay.
And look, if nothing else, you go on record as being cooperative and thoughtful and careful, and you're the go-to guy when there's a specific question that people have, because you're clearly attuned to the nuances and the legalities. You're not convinced, I can hear.
I'm not convinced because just in the past, whenever I suggest something to her,
but you're going to suggest it because she is such, you know, because she has this great point of view that you hadn't really considered before.
Okay.
Listen, the point is, you're trying to be effective. You don't want to be right. You want to be effective. So be effective by being charming and saying, look, I get that this is what you're going to do. This is, I figured out a way, I think, to reconcile these two seemingly, you know, contradictory notions of people. You want to be responsive to people. On the other hand, this is what the rule is. Here's my suggestion. What do you think? You can't lose.
All right.
And at least you're coming up with something positive, and it gets you out of the position of feeling like you're trapped. Call me back and tell me if it works or doesn't work. If it doesn't work, we'll try something else.
But
you can't put a hit on her. It's just not okay. Because people have the phone call. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of the week where we look at an issue or problem that concerns lots of us, and it's called It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And to be quite honest, I'm not sure today's guest, who's Richard Trenck, actually, and his movie, The Prime Minister's, it's the Warriors and the Peacekeepers, falls directly into that one. But I was fascinated by it, and I'll tell you what. First of all, Richard, welcome. So this is the second, and the first one was The Prime Minister's The Pioneers, right?
Correct.
And that had
currently on Netflix.
Okay, and that had Golda Meir as voiced by Sandra Bullock, and so this one has got Michael Douglas and Christopher Waltz in it. All right,
cool.
So tell me. All right, so this one leaves off where Golda Meir, because I don't remember the first one, to be quite honest. I'm not even sure I saw it. But this one takes off where Golda Meir has left office, and I'll tell you why I wanted to talk with you about this. It's first of all, it's a fascinating look at a country that I really don't know very much about the politics of, to be quite honest. Bad sentence. But most importantly, what I was fascinated by is how personal that international politics is. And I suppose it's like anything else. If you don't know very much about it, you just assume that there are rules or that there are tides of history. This was a very personal film. Talk a little bit about that for me.
Well, it's personal from the point of view of the writer of the book, who is our main interview subject, Yehuda Avner.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Yehuda was the chief aide, note-taker, English language speechwriter to five Israeli prime ministers. So he was there seeing all the personal things, not just the big things, but the little moments, the personal moments. And, you know, today we often hear that one of the problems in U.S.-Israel relations that happened is because there's no personal rapport between Bibi Netanyahu and President Obama. And as you can see in this movie, there were moments when those types of situations, you know, occurred with Yitzhak Rabin, with Menachem Begin, where the personal relationship became very tense, and that affected the global relationship as it was.
Well, what I was most struck by, maybe because I sort of was aware of the Camp David Accords and Jimmy Carter's role, that how much Jimmy Carter and Anwar Sadat got along, and how much they didn't particularly get along with Begin, but how they kind of charmed him into kind of relaxing a little bit. I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah, it was interesting because the reason why Carter got along much better with Sadat, they were very much the same type. They were looking at a bigger picture, and Begin was somebody who was very detail-oriented, wanted every I dotted, every T crossed, and it made both of those men kind of crazy.
Yeah, they were.
But again, it was that personal relationship, even though it was a tense one that Begin had with Carter and vice versa. It was that moment, those 13 days at Camp David, the three men working personally one-on-one, that led to a breakthrough that continues today. I mean, that's the basis for, you know, even though it's a cold piece, it's a piece.
Yeah, I was reading something that said of the last 3,500 years, there have been 230 years where there's been no war going on, and probably they were the first 230 years. All right, so tell me a little bit about Avner, or Yehuda Avner, because I thought he was Avner, I guess. I thought he was fascinating. So he was. There are pictures of him in this where he was in 1948 that he had just come to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But and how did he become such a primary figure in all these people's lives and their terms in office?
It's pretty amazing. He was a 17-year-old, almost 18-year-old kid from Manchester, England, who came on a scholarship to what was then Palestine, just as it was becoming Israel. And he stayed. He was a modern religious Zionist who his plan was to live on a kibbutz and to farm. And he ended up getting married, and that changed. So he ended up moving to Jerusalem. He was always a writer, and got a freelance job writing for a publication in Israel's foreign ministry, and basically he was working for Golda Meir. So he came to the attention of people there, and there was a guy he was working for at that publication who became the chief of staff for then Prime Minister Levi Eshkol in the late 50s, and he brought Yehuda on staff as a note taker and English language speechwriter for then Prime Minister Eshkol. When Eshkol passed away, he ended up in the same position for Golda, became the head of the press office, and it was just, you know, he was always this person that these prime ministers went to because he could write English well, he was a great advisor, and became a very important person in their offices.
It's hard to imagine an American politics, somebody having that role. It seems like with every president that there's a new administration, and sometimes whomever the speechwriter is, whomever the confidant is, doesn't even last through the entire administration. So that idea of going through all of these different guys who had such different personalities and such different political stances seems remarkable.
Well, you know, he was a civil servant. And what was interesting was, you know, he was very, very loyal, very, very dedicated to Yitzhak Rabin. And when Yitzhak Rabin was prime minister the first time in the 70s and ended up resigning because of a financial scandal that involved his wife, you know, Yehuda thought he would be leaving government. He'd be going to work somewhere else in the foreign ministry. Menachem Begin called him and said, I want you to come and work for me, too. And he wasn't sure whether or not he could work for Menachem Begin because he was so loyal to Rabin. And he called Rabin up, and Rabin basically said to him, you don't have a choice. Your prime minister is asking you to work for him. You go to work for him. And you know what? Even though he and I are very different, you'll find him a great person to work for. It was one of the ironies of all of that.
I can't imagine that happening in American politics today, at least. Maybe in the 40s, but I can't imagine it. It just seems like everybody is so much at everybody's throat these days. And the idea is, I will vote against something, even if it's my best against my best interest, if it'll destroy you. I mean, that sense of combativeness. And these guys were not wimps by and large, and they had very distinct personalities. And I think there's only one in the movie that was actually not. Who was actually born in Israel. Everybody else came from there. Was, I think, what, that Begin was
Eastern
Polish,
Europe.
I think, wasn't he?
Yeah,
and one was from Russia,
Polish.
One was...
Golda was from Russia.
Yeah.
Eshkol was from Lithuania. Rabin was the first native-born Israeli to become prime minister.
So tell me a little bit about, I mean, is it because Israel is a small country that personality seems to have so much to do with it? I mean, it just seems like the president in the United States, maybe because it's a bigger country or it's an older country, has so much less direct impact on foreign service. So we have whomever the Secretary of State is, puts their print on it, but is that an accurate or an inaccurate, or maybe do I not just know enough about either Israeli or American politics?
It really depends on the prime minister. There have been times when the prime minister has also taken on the role of foreign minister too. Sometimes they have their own foreign minister. Sometimes they just, you know, they serve as both. And oftentimes many of the foreign ministers have ended up becoming prime minister. But it's a small country. It's a country of about, you know, 7-8 million people. Back in the days when Yehuda first started working, it was a country of less than a million people. And everybody seemed to know everybody else. Rabin, everybody knew him as Yitzhak. They called him Yitzhak. There's a great story in the first movie where Eshkol, who was then prime minister, asked one of the people that was working in the prime minister's office, what do you think of the job I'm doing? And the guy gave him an earful about how high his taxes were, and this isn't right, and that isn't right. And, you know, you could never imagine that happening in the United States or in any other country. You know, Israel's also a more informal country.
Yeah.
So,
nobody ever wears a tie, let alone a jacket.
Right.
Yeah, it's...
Only the last few years that you see, you know, you'll see, at least outside of the country, you know, the prime minister wearing a tie and a suit, but, you know, in the country itself, very rarely.
Sometimes even shorts. All right, my guest is Richard Trank, who's done two documentaries called Prime Minister. This one's called Soldiers and Peacemakers. More when I return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Leave it alone, it'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest is Richard Train. How did you get interested? Are you from Israel? Are you Jewish? How did you get involved in this whole thing about the prime ministers?
Well, I run the film division of the Simon Wiesenthal Center called Moriah Film. So for 30 years, I've been kind of their in-house documentary filmmaker, and I also oversee the production of the films for its Museum of Tolerance in L.A., the one we have in New York, and the one that we're building now in Jerusalem. You know, I've done 15, 16 films at this point that deal with various aspects of the history of World War II, the Holocaust, Middle Eastern history, the films that preceded the two prime minister documentaries. We did a film about Winston Churchill called Walking with Destiny that's also currently on Netflix. Another film that we're hoping will be on Netflix soon, which is a biography of Theodor Herzl, which Christoph Waltz also voiced for us along with Sir Ben Kingsley. So I've been dealing with this subject matter.
This ain't your first barbecue.
No. Most of my professional career has been dealing with
this matter. Let me ask you a question. I actually and maybe this is part of my fascination with this film, went to Israel about 2 months ago as the guest of the prime minister. And I'll be honest with you, I had no particular interest in going to Israel, not of the religious faith, nothing. But, you know, if someone says, would you like to go to Israel as the guest of the prime minister, I mean, you'd be a fool to say no. And my stance, which I suppose I might as well share, was before I went, as I thought, how can a group of people who never had a homeland deny a homeland to someone else? So morally, there was no question in my mind until I got there. And then I thought, you know, morally, I still believe it. I just don't understand how you'd actually do it with these people where you've got a street where one side is Israel and the other side is not. And you've got bullet holes on both sides of the street. And these guys being perfectly willing to continue an age-old war. Do you have any sense that there will ever be peace in this part of the world?
You know, you want to be realistic. And at the same time, I'm an optimist. So
yeah. I just don't understand strategically how you do it. I think it has to happen, but I don't understand how you do it.
Well, I mean, look, there were a lot of people that never thought that, you know, Israel and Egypt would come to terms with one another. And while it isn't the warmest peace, it's a peace that still exists. And I think there's more common interests than people realize. In fact, in this movie, in Soldiers and Peacemakers, when Yitzhak Rabin made the decision to shake Yasser Arafat's hand on the White House lawn, something that nobody ever would have imagined.
Including the two of them.
Right. But Rabin's decision to do that, because, you know, Rabin was not a wild-eyed leftist. He was center-right. But Rabin's decision to do that was that he felt before this becomes a religious battle, which is what it's becoming now, when it's still a political battle, when you can still solve this politically, that's when we have to jump on, you know, on something. And so that's what Rabin was trying to do at that moment in time. And the more it becomes a religious, you know, my God against your God, the harder it will be to come to some kind of an understanding.
Let me ask you just a question, just backing up a little bit, because Rabin did seem to be kind of rigid, but a visionary, which I know sounds a little bit contradictory. What was the financial scandal that involved his wife?
There was a law that existed in Israel in the 60s and in the 70s where you could not maintain a foreign bank account. And unless you were working, you know, had a legitimate reason for it. So when Rabin was the ambassador to the United States for Israel, and they were living in D.C., they had a bank account. When he left and came back to Israel, they were supposed to close that bank account. Rabin was unaware that his wife still kept the bank account. It had a small amount of money in it, and it, because they used to travel frequently to the States, and so she could just go there and withdraw money if she wanted to. It was probably less than, you know, $10,000. A reporter.
Well, the implication was that it was a great deal more than that, and she was kind of she was, you know, secreting money.
No, it was something he wasn't
sloppy.
Aware of, she shouldn't have done, and it was used by his political rivals against him. And he didn't, you know, he resigned because he felt that his wife was being indicted, and one was going to be indicted, another should be indicted, and the whole thing ended up fizzling out, and she paid a fine.
So it was kind of a tempest in a teapot.
Yeah.
What do you see the future of Israel as being? Do you have a sense of that, having been so involved with the political figures for the last, on some level, for the last, 50 years, or more than that?
I mean, I think you take a long view. Yeah, I mean, you take a long view of things, and one of the things that I hope people will walk away with from seeing Soldiers and Peacemakers is they'll see that many of the issues that we're dealing with today are issues that they were dealing with then, and they're not as, you know, they're not simple issues to solve. And sometimes progress is incremental and slow, and sometimes there are big leaps. So, you know, the Oslo Accords was, those were a big leap, but then there's been little increments, and sometimes you go backwards a little bit. And so we're in an uncertain period right now, but it's oftentimes when there are uncertain periods that then the big leaps happen. So we just have to see.
Yeah, it still was amazing to me. Almost the, I mean, it almost makes you believe in, if not a plan, at least some kind of synchronicity about who the person is at the time who's negotiating with whatever country it is. And it seems, I mean, I was really, really aghast nearly at how much personality made a difference. My favorite part of the movie was Golda Meir sitting next to Anwar Sadat, who clearly were not the best of friends. I mean, that was the Six-Day War. And she sort of gets out this little package and says, from a grandmother to a grandfather, and she gives him this little gift. And I thought, man, that is either the most manipulative woman on the face of the earth, or brilliant, or both. And you could watch him just melt, because he wouldn't make eye contact before that. He has, I mean, all of his body language was, I'm going to pretend this woman isn't here. And all of a sudden, I mean, he sort of melts in front of that. And I just remember thinking, wow, you know, you forget that everything comes down to personality sooner or later, independent
right. No,
of
I mean,
anything else.
People don't realize how revolutionary that moment was. That moment in time, and even with all of the tensions between Begin and Sadat in negotiating things, at the end of the day, they did become very close to one another.
Yeah.
And when you read Yehuda's book and you read the letters that went back and forth between them, and then between Begin and Sadat's wife after Sadat was assassinated.
Yeah.
See what a tender, respectful relationship they had.
Hope for the world and peace. My guest,
yeah.
Richard Trank, goes to see Prime Minister, Soldiers and Peacemakers, and you can get the original, or not, part one, on Netflix. Richard, thanks. Shalom.
Thank you, Dr. Joy.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi. I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.